Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's the weirdest thing, strangest thing, unusual thing that someone has brought on a plane? 833-287-1037. Not talking about smelly food. Everyone's got an issue with someone bringing a sub with onions or a tuna fish sandwich or any kind of food that invades your smell space. Talking about, like, what did you bring on the plane? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning.
Yesterday, producer Jessica showed us a picture of her friend who was on a plane onto a convention, and she's like, look what he brought. And he brought his own fan, a little portable fan.
He attached it to his tray, and so he could have a little more air.
Sure. Is he a big sweater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there
they
you
were
go.
Going to Florida.
Sure.
So
that makes sense. And you're kind of blowing everybody's germs back at them, too, then.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Turn off the one that's recycling in the plane.
I hate that thing anyway. Who knows what they're blowing out at you in that thing. I know I always get sick when I fly. Yeah. So he brought his own fan. That's somewhat weird.
Yeah, I thought that was odd.
Yeah.
I'd rather have dude with a fan than dude that takes his shoes and socks off and starts rubbing his feet. Or even worse, man. Tam and I saw a guy, and this is a true story and one of the scariest things ever, and who knows really the backstory, but the fact that we don't know makes it scary. So I'm in the middle, Tammy's at the window, and there's a guy next to me who, in the middle of our flight, takes out a braid of hair. I don't mean a strand of hair, a lock of hair. I mean a braid that was hacked off someone's head. And it was human hair in a braid. It wasn't like a horse tail.
Right.
And he was stroking the braid.
He was twisting around his finger. So who knows? Maybe his girlfriend had a little braid and she gave it to him. Who knows why it was cut off? Maybe it was his. I don't know.
Maybe he lost a loved one and this was a way of giving himself comfort. Maybe it was this loved one's hair. Maybe it was a comfort thing for him. Or maybe he was a serial killer.
Who knows?
Either way, possibilities were endless when someone just takes a braid out and starts rubbing it around his hand on an airplane. Super weird. Tammy thought maybe she can top that by walking around our office asking folks we work with yesterday.
So I wasn't on this plane in person, but I saw the video when SeaWorld was bringing penguins on a Southwest flight, bringing them out to San Diego, and everybody was taking pictures. They marched down the aisle,
so that
looked pretty cool.
Now that would be fun instead of weird.
Why weren't we on the plane with that? With that group.
Exactly.
Marching penguins are fun.
Yeah.
Dude stroking human hair, not the fun thing.
What is like the weirdest thing you saw someone bring on a plane? Jessica's friend just sent a picture of his own little fan that he brought on the plane.
How about like a whole like rotisserie chicken?
Yeah, a whole one. That'd be kind of weird. What do you eat a whole? How do you eat a whole rotisserie chicken? I mean, do they?
One piece at a time, John, is how you do it. One piece at a time. Delicious rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, like grease on your hands and your mess.
Chicken. Oh, no, thank you.
Right?
I'm fine with it at home, but on a plane?
Yeah. No, on a plane. No food on a plane. I mean, anyway, that's a whole different topic. No human braids on a plane, I think, should be a rule as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.